You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. There's the, there's the Baby Soda Jazz Band. We're going to see them this week. Oh, yes. We're going to see them this Saturday in Saratoga at the Saratoga Savoy. You can look that up on their website. Of course you can. Because I'll link to that on the site and in my playlist, so you'll be able to find them out. But that's from their first CD, and I've been mining that lately because I do like that accordion sound, which they don't really use anymore, but I do like it. Make me a pallet on your floor. Oh, boy, would you? That was recorded in 07, and you had, in that particular recording, if I can find my... how can I adjust this? Oh, yes, Ben Pulser, trumpet, Patrick Harrison, accordion, Jared Engel, banjo, Peter Ford, box bass, David Langlois, washboard, and that's what you had, and it was very good indeed. So, there's a different personnel, so visit the site and adjust accordingly, and you will not be disappointed, no matter who's in their band, because it's always good. And if you can get their CDs, that was the one in the paper bag. So if they have more paper bags, they may have more CDs. We proceed on Radiola, and this is Radiola, I have to say. And with my own, those are good. By the way, I've linked to those sites too, so please buy those things and visit those performers, and don't drop in on them at home. Just go see them when they're performing. We proceed with Hager's Orchestra again, the other side of that recording. Here's a waltz by Tom Mix, Old Blue. Thank you. Harry Reeser's Syncopators. Well, I guess I'm using some Reeser this week for no particular reason. And that's the way I like it. 1924, Underneath a Sunny Sky. And I don't know who's doing that funny duck noise with the mouthpiece, but I'm sure they were told to cut it out after a while. The Benson Orchestra of Chicago in 1924. The Doodle-Um Blues. And I like that. Yes, on Victor. Hager's Orchestra, Old Blue. That's Tom Mix wrote that. Yes, and boy, was he a good horse trainer. We saw, you know, Tony Jr. in the movie, and that was nice. That horse was smarter than, you know, I bet that horse composed this. That was 1921. Somebody did. I mean, it probably was Tom. He was good. This is Radiola, and we compose this show every week out of materials we happen to have lying around the house. And that's how we like doing it. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm handy with certain implements. I can wield a turntable and a skillet, but you know, one of them sounds better than the other. Willard Robeson and his orchestra, and that's on Perfect. Arthur Hall on the vocal. This is a recording that is remarkable for one member of the personnel. And I have to apologize for the somewhat rough start, but this recording is worth it. 1928, Who's Blue Now? And you will hear Frank Trumbauer. You will hear him, and you'll know him, too. Yes. Thank you.
bimbos everywhere, but no place in this whole wide world with my home can compare. So I've made up my mind to go back home to Tennessee, way down there where I belong, where someone waits for me, where someone waits for me, where someone waits for me, way down home where I belong, in dear old Tennessee.
And see, I can't be loving and I can be so fine. You're just a bundle of charms, bundle up close in my arms. You are just the one I have in mind. I've got a heart that's full of love for someone like you. A lot of kisses I have saved, a million or two. Oh, honey, you've got me up in a tree. Just teach me love ABC. And don't say no, sir, but cuddle up closer to me. Thank you.
Dubin's Dandies, that's an Adrian Schubert group. Jack Kaufman, Cuddle Up Closer, 1929 on Banner. Yes, nice. I'm getting good results with some of these banners now, and these dominoes. They're just, you know, you really need a railroad spike to play those, and they sound better when you need about a 3.5 to at least get them so they don't. You get music somehow. You have to get it out of there some way. Before that, a Velvetone, Buck Wilson and his Rangers. And astonishingly, on that country recording, that jug band waltz, you had Arthur Fields on the vocal, and he's singing about his home in Tennessee. Well, his home was down the street from me here in Utica, New York. So that's where he grew up. He was he wasn't dreaming of Tennessee. No. He was dreaming of Whitesboro Street. Willard Robeson and his orchestra. Arthur Hall. Who's blue now? Not me. I'm okay. 1928. Frank Trumbauer on C Melody Sax in there, and he was. You couldn't miss him. This is Radiola, and you can't miss this unless you really want to. And if you really want to, that's your business. Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees, and I thought I would just pronounce it that way. 1929 on Velvetone, Making Whoopee. Well, that can be homemade, too.
Another bride, another groom, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice, the groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Maybe less. Watch this, I hear. Well, can't you guess? She feels neglected, and he's suspected of making whoopee. She sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone, he doesn't write. He says he's busy, but she says, is he? He's making whoopee. He doesn't make much money. Only 5,000 per. Some judge who thinks he's funny says you pay 6 to her. He says, now judge, suppose I fail. The judge says, budge, right into jail. You better keep her, you'll find it cheaper than making room. Thank you.
dream, dear, of you. Once again we stroll 'neath a mountain, through that rose-covered valley we knew. Each day is gray and dreary, but the night is bright and cheery. When the moon comes over the mountain, I'm alone with my memories of you.
I have the pleasure of painting for you a picture that I've seen many, many times and which recalls very fond memories of the old childhood. A little ditty entitled Darkness Way Down on the Delta. Nighttime and shadows are coming my way. Southland is at rest. Nighttime and shadows relieving the day. Nature's at its best. Stars come peeping more and more. I know where I'm heading for. Down where I know love will be. Down where someone waits for me. When it's darkness on old Delta, that's the time my heart is so light. When it's darkness on a Delta, let me linger in the shelter of the night. Fields of cotton all around me. Darkies singing so sweet and low. Lord, I'm lucky that you found me where the muddy Mississippi waters flow. Lounging on the levee, listening to the nightingale. Way up above, laughter on the levee, no one's heart is heavy. All God's little children got someone to love. When there's darkness on the Delta, only heaven is in sight. When there's darkness on the Delta, let me linger in the shelter of the night. Lounging on the levee, listening to the nightingale. There's a lot of laughter on the levee, no one's heart is heavy. All God's children got someone to love. When it's darkness, way down on the levee, only heaven is in sight. Burning darkness on the Matilda. Let me linger in the shelter of the night.
Charles W. Hamp, again from that great CD, a pioneer radio sensation. Those were radio recordings. That's Darkness on the Delta, probably recorded 36, 37. No definite date on those. But that was from Take Two. That was sent to me by Jim Bedoyan, who does a marvelous job with transfers and restorations. And I must give him a full credit for that beautiful CD and a set that he did of Ginny Simms. And also thank him for sending those. And I'm going to do that because I'm getting a lot of mileage out of these. They're lovely, lovely discs. So many thanks to Jim Bedoyan. Have Take Two, and that is linked to the Radiola playlist wherever you may find it. Roy Smek Trio, that's Veronica Wiggins, not related to the Shags, but she was a better singer, I think. When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain, 1931, and that was on a Conqueror, and a little bit crunchy, but yes. We're going for some of the Hawaiian guitars this week, too. I have to admit that. Rudy Valley and his Yankees, wherever they from, you know, from the Northeast somewhere, Making Whoopee, 1929, and that's a somewhat common record, but that's a sweet copy of it, and I have to admit it sounds good there. This is Radiola, and we do the best job we can, and that's all we can do, and I'm Andy Senior, and I'm doing that. And I also have to say that, you know, sometimes these recordings, my restorations, turn up on other shows, and that's okay. I'm glad. These are freely given, by the way. And wherever I post these recordings, and there's an FTP site that has many of these transfers on it, I am so glad that they are used by other people. I would just occasionally like to hear my name mentioned. That would make it complete, and I wouldn't feel like I was just slogging in the salt mines all week to get the show together, because it's work, although I love doing it, but it is not the easiest work that one could take up. I suppose there and not be paid for too. But that's all, and that's my soapbox is creaking, so I'm going to step down and play a Ben Pollack recording. 1927, Benny Goodman's on here, and why wouldn't he be? Jimmy McPartland, great, great group, 1927. This is one of Benny's good early ones. He was like 17 years old? Waiting for Katie.
Thank you. My cares are over. From Monday on, I'll be in clover. We picked on Monday because it's wash day, and we'll wash our blues away. From Monday on, the skies will look bright. Don't tell me different, I know I'm right. I'm gonna start shouting, hey, hey, when he says love, honor, and obey, cause I'll be happy from Monday on.
Paul Whiteman and one of the big hits of the other side, of course, I'll have to use on the fancy show because I'm still debating whether I should say that anybody is as happy as a cow chewing on a cud. But this was from Monday on, 1928, and we can easily say that was the Rhythm Boys and the Usual Group and Bix and Tram in there. And That's good stuff. From the Victor, yes, the original Victor, not the one in the 30s. That was a different take, I think. Bix Beiderbecke and his gang on the Brunswick reissue of the original master, Somebody Stole My Gal, 1928, and also that was the you had Min Liebrook and Izzy Friedman and all those guys. Ben Pollack. Glenn Miller was probably in that group at that time too. So you had, he was. I don't know why Ben Pollack wasn't. Well, a group like that, you know, if he hadn't decided he wanted to sing so much, he probably wouldn't have been better off. 1927, and this is Radiola, and I try not to sing unless it's demanded of me. Sometimes I do, and that's okay. The Quintet of the Hot Club of France, 1935, and that's Stefan Grappelli, Django Reinhardt, and company with Clouds.
what the weatherman says when the weatherman says it's raining. You'll never hear me complaining. I'm certain the sun will shine.
I don't care how the weather vane points when the weather vane points too gloomy. It's gotta be sunny to me when your eyes look into mine.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes?
Gosh, y'all, get up, how'd they get so lit up? Gosh, y'all, get up, how'd they get that size?
Golly gee,
when you turn those heaters on,
woe is me.
Got to put my cheaters on.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers?
Oh, those weepers,
how they hypnotize.
Yeah.
Where'd you get those eyes? La 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 la. Them there eyes.
Got to put my cheetahs on.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers?
Oh, those weepers,
how they hypnotize.
Knock me out.
Where'd you get those eyes?
Where'd you get them?
Won't you put me wise?
Don't you jive me.
Pays to advertise.
Tell them about me.
Where did you get those eyes?
Paul Whiteman and his Swing Wing. There's Paul Whiteman again, but there's Jack Teagarden on the vocal in Jeepers Creepers. Oh, yes. Where'd you get those transfers? Ah, yes. Yeah, yes. Come on. Fess up. The Quintet of the Hot Club of France, 1935, a Decca reissue of the Ultrafon Clouds. This is Radiola. And thank you for spending 2 hours with me in my particular frame of mind, which is pretty good. And I'm Andy Sr., and I do appreciate you being here. We're going to finish with Lee Sims on Brunswick, 1927, Me and My Shadow. And let's just walk down that avenue.